Unit 3. Lead a Double Life. Pages 74 to 75.
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Part 1. The Dream. One night in the fall of 1885, the writer Robert Louis Stevenson was dreaming. His wife heard him screaming in his sleep. He was rolling from side to side. She thought he was having a nightmare, so she woke him up. Stevenson was angry and said, "Why did you wake me?" Stevenson was so excited about his dream that he wrote a story about it. This is the famous story, The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. The story is about the mysterious connection between two men who are, in fact, one man who is leading a double life. Who were these two different men? Dr. Jekyll. Dr. Henry Jekyll is a well-known, respected doctor and scientist in London. He is a tall, handsome gentleman who is friendly and rich. His large home is beautiful and elegant. As the story develops, Dr. Jekyll begins to behave strangely. He stays away from his friends and the society around him. Dr. Jekyll's friends suspect that his friendship with Mr. Hyde might be the cause of his unusual behavior. How well does Jekyll really know Hyde? Is he protecting Hyde from the police? Is Jekyll in danger? Mr. Hyde. Mr. Edward Hyde has a different appearance and personality. He is small, ugly, and hairy. He does not seem to have a job and only appears at night. He lives on the other side of the same building where Dr. Jekyll lives. His rooms are messy and unpleasant. Mr. Hyde is an evil man who commits violent crimes and even murder. After the murder, Hyde disappears. Does Dr. Jekyll have anything to do with this? Part 2. The Surprising Truth. The truth comes out only at the end, after his friends find Mr. Hyde dead in Dr. Jekyll's laboratory. They also find a letter. In the letter, Dr. Jekyll explained that he had two identities. He was leading a double life. He and Mr. Hyde were really the same person. Dr. Jekyll had discovered a potion. When he drank the potion, he turned into Mr. Hyde for several hours. But Mr. Hyde's personality was getting stronger. It was more and more difficult for Dr. Jekyll to change back to his own personality. Finally, Dr. Jekyll had to kill himself to prevent the evil Hyde from taking control. The story leaves the reader with a question: does every person really have two sides? One good and one evil? What do you think?